This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Just in, the AP has learned that the Biden administration has released a close ally of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro in a swap for jailed Americans. The ally of President Maduro was arrested on a warrant for money laundering. Among the Americans in prison in Venezuela are two former Green Berets, Luke Denman and Aaron Berry, who were involved in an attempt to oust Maduro in 2019. We're learning that some, if not all, of at least 10 Americans who are in prison in Venezuela will be freed. His campaign says former President Trump will go to the U.S. Supreme Court to try to get it to overturn a ruling from Colorado's Supreme Court, barring him from the state's primary ballot.
The Colorado Supreme Court has banned former President Donald Trump from the state's ballot under the Constitution's Insurrection Clause. The ruling marks the first time in history that Section 3 of the 14th Amendment has been used to disqualify a presidential candidate. Colorado's highest court overturned a ruling from a district court judge who found that Trump incited an insurrection for his role in the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol. But that judge said Trump could not be barred from the ballot because it was unclear that the provision was intended to cover the presidency. The court stayed its decision until January 4th, or until the U.S. Supreme Court rules on the case. I'm Norman Hall.
The AP's Nicholas Riccardi is in Colorado.
If the Supreme Court upholds the Colorado decision, it's obviously the end for Trump's political career. He can't run for office again in the United States.
Rite Aid has been banned from using facial recognition technology for 5 years over allegations that its surveillance system was used incorrectly to identify potential shoplifters, especially Black, Latino, Asian, or female shoppers. This is AP News. What if you bought something at a thrift store for a few bucks and it turned out to be really, really valuable? It happened to a Virginia woman. The AP's Lisa Dwyer with her story.
A Virginia woman bought a cheap vase at a thrift store, was in for a surprise. Jessica Vincent bought a vase for $3.99 at a Virginia thrift store because she thought it would look nice in her house. But she soon learned that the vase she purchased from Goodwill outside of Richmond was actually extremely rare. It came from the Venetian island of Murano and was designed by the late architect Carlo Scarpa. The vase recently sold for $107,000 through the Wright auction house to a private European collector. Vincent plans to buy a new heating system for her farmhouse with the money. Currently, she's using two space heaters. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
If you're traveling for the upcoming holidays, gas is $3.09 a gallon this morning. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.